Worst kept secret, Mark Caballe is now part of the Pat McAfee team, as we predicted on the show when Mark was told sayonara by The Athletic. Mark, did you know the second The Athletic said goodbye that you were going to get hired by McAfee?
Well, this happened, the dismissal. First of all, I never knew that people viewed my life as a reality show, but I think it's turned into it right the past couple
of
days.
Here. The story that you were hired by Pat, we were told by our web guy, is the second biggest story on the entire Odyssey family of websites today.
Mark, you are the main character on social media, and usually that's a bad thing, but in this case, I think it's a very good one.
Hmm. Yeah, and I woke up with a really interesting DM from somebody.
Yes, now he is the main. That. Yeah, he's the main character now. I don't know. He might be looking for a job with McAfee
soon. We are
going
to probably fire you, is what I'll say about that guy. But anyways.
I hope not. I don't want anybody fired. Trust me. Nobody fired. But, you know, a couple minutes, you know, actually it was probably 5 to 10 minutes after I announced the departure online that I got a call from Pat wanting to know what was going on. And I'm like, man, I can't even figure out what my name is right now because I wasn't really expecting this. And he mentioned, hey, we'll see what we can do. But I didn't hear from him for, you know, a day and a half to two. But he is a busy guy. Had to go to Raw in Austin, Texas later that day. And he has a show to work for. And this morning I wake up to an offer in my email. And when you get an offer,
is it like a formal offer? Like there's like a Word document? Or does it come from Pat and it's just like...
So you signed a contract.
It's just like, Mark. Hey, Mark, you want to come work here? And there's a number written in huge print. Yes, you know, check yes, no, like...
Pretty official. It was pretty official. I mean, he put a topper on it saying what he needed to say, but there was a document attached to it. Pretty a formal situation. How about that? Having a contract rather than being at will. That's pretty interesting there, huh? You know, when Pat McAfee calls and says, we want you to be a part of the show, we want to hire you, you think about what, 2 seconds? Especially if you're unemployed and say, absolutely, and that's where it was.
What are your job responsibilities and job description with McAfee now, Mark?
I think it's to be determined. I mean, first of all, it's going to be covering the Steelers. Obviously, there's a bunch of Pittsburgh people on that show, and they love the Steelers.
Am I right to
believe?
So it's
going to be some of that, some of the NFL.
Yeah, because he said Steelers/NFL, and I'm like, does that mean Caballe's going to get sent to the Super Bowl now and stuff like that by McAfee?
Whatever they think of on that particular day, I guess, you know, I think that will be something that's discussed of doing, you know, on a whim. Hey, how about going here and doing this? I'm like, well, whatever, you know, something like that. Obviously being on the show, maybe making some trips out to Indy and mostly it's going to be covering the team for him as sort of a correspondent. Is that a best word for
it? I think that is a good word.
Yeah, like big news station, like CBS Nightly News.
I agree with that. You are
a
Steelers correspondent,
Mark Caballe.
Yeah,
they have a European correspondent, London correspondent. So I like it when Pat does things like he did at the beginning of that clip where he talked up Bert Lauten and then he said, you know, we need to get that credential so because we just hire him. Pat, I think, always does that knowing he's already taken care of that, but he's great at doing the theater part of it. So I assume there's no issue there.
Yeah, I mean, I just talked to Bert right now, and he guaranteed me carte blanche of anywhere I want to go in the entire
blanche?
Building. No,
wow.
Not really. Now, I don't even know how, you know, I don't have the vocabulary of you, Malzy, but I think I use that correctly. But
you did.
He said, well, we'll figure some stuff out. And he's right. I've known Bert for 20 years now. You know, he's probably going to be very close to being the most tenured PR director in Steelers history here coming up very soon. So we've been together for a while now. So he trusts me, I trust him, and I'm sure he'll get me in there just like
Mark, how excited for this are you? Because it's one thing to be writing under what eventually became under the banner of the old gray lady, the New York Times. Every Athletic link was a New York Times link not that long ago. That's how they changed it over. And now I feel like, just being honest here, I feel like you get to do a lot of freewheeling stuff for a show that prides itself on wanting to have fun all the time and just, like, keeping it loose. I've got to imagine that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, all my life, you work for a newspaper, right? And you have rules, you got bosses. I'm not saying you don't have bosses right now, but, you know, one of my previous employers, if I wrote a tweet that they didn't like, I would get called out on it, stuff like
that.
That's stuff you don't have to worry about now. No. It was before that.
Man, and knowing what you
maybe
tweet.
Knowing
what you tweet, I think that they would probably be, you know, texting you constantly.
Now, I have nothing against Deshaun, but I just thought maybe he, as a someone that has his hands in everything, he might have been up your rear end about stuff.
Now,
like
were
that.
You were think... there competing offers from what McAfee gave you? Had other people
that's a
reached
great
out?
Question.
Oh, there's a million people. Well, not a million, but there's
no, like formal
a
job offer
people.
Type stuff.
Yes,
had people
did you get another
inquired
contract
about, yeah,
email
had
to
people
you?
Inquired about your services other than Pat?
Here's the thing. A lot of people did inquire, but I was, you know, just trying to hold it off a little bit because I was trying to see what was happening right here first because I, you know, had an inkling that something might be happening. I didn't want to say, oh, I meet with you, I'll do this, I'll do that, when I'm just going to tell them no in 2 days anyways. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting to see where this landed first. But there was some people I talked to, a lot of people that reached out, a lot of them, you know, bloggers and website guys and, you know, stuff to that nature. But it, you know, if this never would have come through, then I would have had to, you know, wait and see what happened here and maybe pursue a different way. I mean, I still have the, and that's what's great about Pat is I have the option if I want to just to go out and work anything else as well. I mean, as long as I give him priority number one, you know, once again, I could be the Pony Muller and Kaboom show if I wanted to, if you wanted to, right? Because he would let me do that.
So wow.
That was a pretty enticing offer there as well.
A lot of people are wondering, does this mean that for now your writing days are done as a Steelers correspondent?
Now, you see, I can write, and he did mention something about that. I could write, and they would be able to promote it somehow on the internet through their Twitter. I'm not quite sure. Once again, there's not a lot of details that went into that. So if I wanted to, I could. So I'll have to explore that maybe. Maybe a blogish type thing, maybe something like that where they can promote stuff under their banner. Once again, if you know those guys, there's not much scripted. Mm. So whatever they feel like that day or the day before, that is what happens. So I'm sure it's what it looks like when I start will be a little bit different 6 months from now.
What's the feeling? Like relief, happiness, all of the above? Like first feeling?
Were there tears of joy?
When you looked into your email and saw a contract offer, first thought reaction went through your head?
I can pay the bills.
Very pragmatic. Very pragmatic Kabali.
You know, you got a 7 and 9 year old, right? And you got house payments like everybody else does, and you're thinking all of a sudden you're cut off. Now what am I going to do? You're doing the math. You're looking up unemployment pages of PA unemployment and stuff like that. You're like, so I would say relief, excitement.
Well, you seemed antsy yesterday because you were just tweeting about lantern flies incessantly. It seemed like the time.
I was doing it again today, man. I went outside to try to, I have to do something with my concrete or something. I don't know.
That's, you know what? I know you're fully back, Kabali.
I'm sure McAfee knows a guy.
You're fully back. I got to do something with my concrete. That is.
See, I think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to get it done for free. Now that he's under the McAfee umbrella, someone's going to want to get into the McAfee orbit.
Pat,
and they're going to come do it for
nothing. If Pat is so generous that he's got Mark signed up, but he's also going to give Mark freedom, maybe we should try to crawl under that umbrella.
Yeah, it is enticing.
Hey, can I go back to my concrete now?
Yes.
Man, I had to seal it. And my pump sprayer was clogged up. I'm out there trying to fix it, and I'm just getting bombarded by these.
The only thing
slides.
We know about sealing on this show, judging by our commercials, is caulk. You know, you seal the caulk, all that stuff.
Yeah, we are big on caulk on this show. Yeah.
Those, I'm telling you, I tweeted yesterday, those lantern flies got quicker this year. I can't step on them as easily as I did last year. I don't know what's up with them. Maybe it's natural selection. I don't know.
Mark, here's the tip. You have to approach them directly from in front of them, like they have a blind spot right in front of them, and that's how you got to try to step on them.
Done.
I understand that, but I'm telling you can't approach from behind. Somehow they can see you.
Mark, you said on the air yesterday with Joe that there were rumblings that the Aiyuk thing was happening. Are you still hearing rumblings? Have the rumblings dried up? Are the rumblings
gone? No, I haven't
heard
any rumblings whatsoever. It was early rumblings yesterday that something was going to get done yesterday. A decision was going to be made. Maybe by that time, San Francisco upped the ante a little bit. I'm not sure. All I do know is, and I've said this past couple days, is it's basically take it or leave it for the Steelers. Here's our offer. we got a lot of most of the leverage, if not all of it. If you want to pay him, take him back. If not, this is what we're offering. I don't think there's going to be any change with the Steelers' plan moving forward whatsoever. If you want him, this is what we're offering. If not, you have to deal with him or pay him. And that's just how Omar is extremely patient in that way. And I think he'll just continue to do that. I don't think there's no doubt he'll continue to do that.
So
it's all in their corner.
Okay.
It's all in San Francisco's corner, whatever they want.
The Niners reporters were all over what he was wearing at practice, the kind of Gatorade he was drinking. Yeah. He was back at practice today.
Did he dap up John Lynch? And
he was wearing a red shirt, allegedly.
I'm so happy you brought that up, Mark, because I didn't want to leave that out for our listeners. There was an exchange. He gave Lynch a handshake. No, Lynch gave Ayuk a handshake and pat on the back, but as the reporter pointed out, Cam Inman from the Bay Area News Group, the pat on the back and handshake was more about saying hi than it was about congratulating him on anything.
Okay.
It was good to see you.
It's almost like a Seinfeld episode where you're trying to read somebody's body language.
Oh, absolutely.
Jerry, it was a congratulations handshake. I've been on the receiving.
Larry David would have had a field day with this. Anyways,
I'm
Mark.
Honestly, I'm like you, Malzy. I'm getting tired of it. Just either do it or don't. Crap or get off the pot, right?
How many times do you say that phrase in a very literal way to your son?
He blocked it up yesterday, too.
This is the kind of content McAfee can't wait for. He cannot.
Oh, you know, sometimes he heard Donnie yesterday mention about his wrestling. He likes wrestling. That's where he came from. And he was in the car with me, and he goes, "They're talking about me on the radio." I'm like, "Yeah, they are. Lucky they're not talking about you blocking up the toilet again."
Well, we are right now, so hopefully he finds a way to hear this
Mark,
clip.
Mark, we'll be watching you a lot more, and hopefully our listeners will be hearing from you a lot more on this station, too.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
See ya.
Bye, Mark.